This process, which was also practiced by many Native American groups in the Americas, encouraged new growth for game to graze upon, and while the game was grazing, you would hunt it. This was a very nice environment for hunter-gatherers. As I said last time, many of them acquired quite elaborate culture and lived in more permanent settlements. But the Younger Dryas, 1,000-year event, where in northern latitudes the climate literally plummeted back to near-glacial conditions, which endured for about 1,000 years, and then abruptly the warming resumed, brought an abrupt change to cooler, very dry conditions around 11,000 BC in this area. Marked contrast in the seasons, cold winters, warm summers, but drier and drier. This immediately changed the dynamics of life in this region. Why? Forest cover retreated. For example, the site of Abu Huraira, which we'll talk about shortly, had forests within easy walking distance before 11,000 BC. But these forests retreated in the face of greater aridity, to the point where it was a major expedition to go and harvest the nuts. So many groups turned more and more to wild grasses, more open vegetation. They also responded by developing more effective ways of storing the wild harvest so they could eat it in the winter, and by exploiting the grasses more and more intensively. And one of the things they did was improve their technology for grinding the grass to make edible meal. Many of them were already living in sedentary settlements, and these sedentary settlements, which were located in favorable areas, tended to perpetuate themselves because they were an adjustment to a world with less surface water, and months on end when game and plant foods were in short supply. Just as you find in the desert of North America, the western deserts, groups tended to concentrate around lakes or in major river valleys. But they took a new step too. They started experimenting with the deliberate planting of wild grasses. Immediately we think, a big deal, a major step. Actually, it wasn't. Because, and remember, we go back right to the very beginnings of prehistory, one of the keys to survival as a hunter-gatherer is to have an extremely intimate knowledge of every detail of your environment. The grasses, which are edible, which have medicinal qualities, where game feeds at certain times of the year, what the effects are of an extremely rainy year or of a dry year, knowledge passed from generation to generation. And the fact that grass, wild grasses, germinated and grew was no new knowledge at all. Everybody knew this. But until now, they'd never needed to think of planting the stuff. And the Natufians had harvested cereal grasses on hillsides and in fertile valleys for centuries. And at the same time were exploiting desert gazelle and other game on the lowlands. This form of specialized hunting and gathering was widespread in Southwest Asia in 11,000 BC. And it was very, very effective. For example, the inhabitants of the Abu Huraira Mound, which we'll talk about, it's in Syria's Euphrates Valley a little later on, hunted gazelle to the exclusion of almost any other game. Because the gazelle migrations were so large, they could cull more than enough meat, dry most of it, store it for the year.